Hello again. Monday evening at 9, and that means that Your Manx Radio is bringing you Time for Brass, the programme specially for brass band enthusiasts wherever in the world you may be listening. Interestingly, only a few days ago I had two contacts from listeners, one from South Yorkshire, and you can't get much more brass band focused than South Yorkshire, and one from Germany, where to the best of my knowledge there are very few brass bands as we understand them. If there are any more listeners out there who regularly tune in, I'd be glad to hear from you. So, what have I got for you tonight? Well, a slight change of format. Just a very little change. I've picked five well-known bands and chosen two tracks from each, and will do the same with other bands on future programmes. So, first off, here we are, Black Dyke with one of my very favourite marches, James Ord Hume's BB and CF.
Thank you.
Well, that got us off to a pretty brisk start. BB and CF, and we'll be hearing another track from Black Dyke later in the programme. But just for now, it's overture time. And this overture is special in another way, for Sullivan's original scoring is arranged by no less a personality than the famous orchestral conductor Sir Malcolm Sargent. Here now is the Yeoman of the Guard, and the band this time is Corey. Corey, back to Yorkshire now, and a band which has up to date enjoyed success under three different names and three principal conductors. The Hammond Sourceworks Band of Saltaire was very much Geoffrey Whittam's band and enjoyed decades of great popularity. The 1990s saw the band sponsored by the Yorkshire Building Society and conducted to huge success, especially in European competition, by David King. Until in 2007, that sponsorship ended and the band became the Hammond Saltaire Band under Morgan Griffiths, who, like Geoffrey Whittam, was a euphonium player. Here now they offer us the finale of Haydn's Cello Concerto, played by their tenor horn soloist, Helen Varley. Thank you. And that was Helen Varley of the Hammond Saltaire Band. One of the best-known poems of Scotland's Robert Burns is Tam O'Shanter, the tale of a drunken peddler who, after an evening spent in the tavern, comes on a dancing crew of witches as he rides home. The witches chase him, and his faithful horse manages to get him clear, though not without losing her tail, as one young witch almost catches them. Dennis Wright has made this story into a wonderful work for brass band, with musical renderings of Tam's drunkenness, the witch's dance, and the desperate chase before Tam gets clear. Here are Corey again to take us straight into the action. Thank you. Tam O'Shanter's Ride. And now it's a massive change of style, for after Tam O'Shanter's shenanigans, Grimthorpe leads us into a profoundly thoughtful work. It's Nimrod from Elgar's Enigma Variations. But the style and the atmosphere changes again, with tonight's second solo, as Fairy take the stand, as their E-flat bass soloist Sean Crowther takes us into the world of Italian opera. Stephen Roberts's super arrangement, this time from the Barber of Seville, as his hero Figaro sings of how indispensable he is to the people of the town.
The book.
Lago al Factotum, Rossini in playful mood, helped along by Sean Crowther and the Fairy Band. And now the arranging talents of Stephen Roberts are matched by those of another great musician, sadly taken from us much too early, Gough Richards. Here Dyke return with a really upbeat arrangement of Sweet Georgia Brown, and after that we get our breath back from that too superb instrumentalists, neither, unfortunately, any longer with us. They join forces with Hammonds again, Don Lusher on trombone, and Morris Murphy on cornet, play Stephen Sondheim's Send in the Clowns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don Lusher and Morris Murphy. And this next one is for me, projecting me back in memory, well, I won't even guess how long, to the old Palais de Danse in Strand Street. Remember it? And the resident band, whose signature tune was Charlie Barnett's Skyliner, played here by Fairy. And then to lead us to a close, another Gough Richards arrangement, this time of a wonderful hymn tune by Ralph Vaughan Williams, For All the Saints.
Thank you.
superb arrangements by Gough Richards. Well, I've got my timings all wrong. It's just time for a bonus track, as they say. But what? I know. Rossini again. One that every listener will know from quite a different context. It's from his opera William Tell, and it's the opera's finale and my finale tonight. Good night. Thank you.